Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score, Ozzie Guillen, is brought to us by Four Winds Resort and Casino. Four Winds Casinos in New Buffalo and South Bend, your entertainment escape. Good morning, Ozzie. How are you?
Hey, guys. What's going on? Doing well. Trying to play a little bit of golf to forget all the baseball I've been watching for like almost 3 years and a half. Oh, my God. It feels like it's I've been 8 months of baseball already.
Can I just take a moment to thank you for the World Series yet again, Ozzie? Because I got to tell you, it steals you. Knowing that it happened in your lifetime allows you to watch whatever this is, and it may end up being the worst thing, the worst season in history. It certainly looks like, and with all the one-run loss, it just looks like they don't know how to win.
Well, you know, it's funny because you can, you know, I mean, people can basically how the White Sox going to lose one way because I think a lot of different ways to lose games. Obviously, the, you know, they're going to bring the bullpen. But if you look around, we look in every numbers in the bullpen. We look in every number that what's going on, what's the difference, what, how many games they blow, how many games they lost by one run. We have everything together. But in the end of the day, bullpen cannot make it one mistake. And every time they make it one mistake, they pay the price. You see the game yesterday, unnecessary play about pick up the guy in second base with the lefty hitter. You know what I mean? It's just the guy not going to steal second. I know the trash, hey, we watching you. Boom, White Sox puts itself in trouble. And but it's just, man, it's irritating. Making like I told yesterday, I said, can you guys please win? We can have a different show. You know, I mean, that's it. And nope, they just like find a way to lose.
So how much of that is just because, yeah, obviously there's a lack of talent, but there's a lack of awareness, Ozzie, that seems to be surfacing every so often, too often, because you see them not covering third base in a close game. So the guy steals third and he's able to score more easily the night before. Last night, they get fooled on the double steal and they're just not doing the fundamental things. If you're going to be bad, you can't be dumb. You just can't have these kind of lapses and they continue to mount. And I just wonder how much of that is just the players or is that on the manager?
I think you have to be a player. Manager can do, they don't play for them. You know what I mean? But the only thing I'm going to talk about is a manager. He don't say anything. He just sit there and, okay, we just talk to the media. Bye, guys. See you guys tomorrow. We got to get better. We got to, you know, we have to work on it. All those little things. But like the first run, the score, the shortstop, you just got to tag the guy in second base. That's it. You don't have to go out there. Just tag the guy. The guy's out. Inning is over with. But it just, everything. They will not move the guy over. We go in the 10. They bunt the ball twice. And we don't. You know what I mean? I know Pantera is an RBI guy, but he gone to our plate. Like, he even tried to move the guy. He even tried to hit the ball opposite way. And that's what he, you know, tricked me. I thought this guy is going to be playing better fundamental baseball. They don't. They it's every at bat. You know what I mean? I look around the lineup. I said, let me see the lineup. Oh, yeah, the lineup got like two, three guys with not big experience. Everybody out. They got 4 or 5 years in baseball. So no doubt. And I think when looking at the lineup, it's like, that's an excuse. They make, like, you know, we have kids. We don't have no kids. We only got one kid to play second base right now. Everybody else is a veteran player. Everybody else be in the big league before.
I was just going to say, Ozzie, I just wonder philosophically how you feel about all these rumors that they are going to trade multiple players to one team. I mean, just as a general rule, I feel like if you're shopping guys around, you can get individual deals that will be worth more. But this idea that they got their three best players or three of their best players, I should say, certainly their two best players, plus Michael Kopech, going to L.A. for some kind of king's ransom. Are you on board with that? Do you like that? Or do you think that's insane?
I'll tell you what, if you watch those guys play every day, I'd trade everyone. I swear to God. It's like, what's going on here? What? Let's move on and do something different. I believe after last year, I swear to God, thought they're going to be any different. I don't think they're going to win the World Series. I think they're going to play better baseball because that's what the people, you know, front office and the manager to us, they're going to do. They don't. I said, you know, I love them to keep Crochet. I do. I love them to keep Freddie. Yes, all those guys. But in the end of the day, it's like few guys out there that should be in the big league. Sorry, they should be. And that's the reason they struggle right now. You know what I mean? They're bad, man. They're bad. It's just like, wow. You know what I mean? Just unbelievable how they go about their business when they're hitting. Seeing approach at the plate every day. You know what I mean? Just we got early in the game, we got second and third, no outs early in the game, and we could even got one run in. You know what I mean? Oh, just a little thing kill you. You know, a lot of people talk about RBIs, home runs, how many he have, how many they have. No, how about good at-bats? They don't have any good at-bats. If they get paid by good at-bats, they will make a lot of less money because it's unbelievable how they if they work on it, yeah.
I think we lost Ozzy there.
I think we lost Ozzy in the rough.
Yeah.
And maybe he's out of bounds. We'll reconnect from
we'll reconnect from
the next tee, probably.
Do you like that idea? Do you like the multiple?
No, I don't. It said that you know, the Padres and Dodgers and Mariners, I think those are stay away from the Padres and make separate deals with the Dodgers and the Mariners or whoever else might be involved. But I don't like the idea of just getting.
You think the Mariners have traded the Padres have traded everybody already? Is that your fear?
Well, you just made a big deal for Dylan Cease.
I know.
And if you go back to them with, say, Crochet or whoever, I don't know what's left. And I think that's the one thing you worry about when you talk about going back to the same team. Ozzy, we're back. Just curious, when we talk about guys they can't trade, one of them would be Yoan Moncada. What are the White Sox going to do moving forward about Yoan Moncada? Is he ever going to play again for the White Sox?
I doubt it. Just because we're in the rehab assignment, ain't even close to play one game yet. And a minor league back in Arizona, it's going to be over pretty soon.
Right.
I don't know exactly what plan they have. They have better than they don't know what plan, what they're going to do with him. And I don't think Moncada, you know what I mean, he might be playing maybe the last 10, 15 days of the season, I hope. But it's a lot of guys there, man. It's a lot of guys there. I wish I was talking very positive about them because I like those guys, but I can't. I say something positive, that means I'm lying to the fans, I'm lying to you guys. And that's it. It's one thing about it. How are we going to get better? Okay? People say, oh, yeah, we're in the right place. We're in the right move. We're doing this thing. Yes, I understand that. But those kids I see in the minor league pitching, they're good. Yes, they are good. But they're too young. I don't know how they're going to perform in big league. That's what we got to think about it. Yeah. The double A, triple A, yes. But in the big league level, I don't think they're ready yet. And that's the situation that got me like, yeah, we got a lot of prospects. We got a lot of things coming up. No hitters, only a few guys, one pitcher, maybe Montgomery. And Montgomery is not driving me crazy either. Montgomery is, we watch him almost every day. They have Ramos and Cola and Sosa. And there's a lot of guys out there. We've seen him already. And then they come here, they're not ready to play in the big league. That's a big difference. And, I think the culture has to change. The culture has to change, and hopefully they know they do that pretty soon.
I think what's interesting is when we look at the White Sox, and they now have, according to Baseball America, five guys in the top 100. Three of them, I believe, are pitchers. Where are the position players? Isn't that the problem when we look at their minor leagues? They're not creating or producing a lineup that you could imagine coming into MLB and being successful?
Wow. It's just, you know, when you got enough pitching, you can make a trade later on for one of those guys to bring a couple guys to help you to win games later. That's the easy thing they do. You never ever going to have so many pitchers in the farm system because somebody will need it and you can trade it the way you got him. You can trade it back for somebody you need. It just, White Sox got to stop and say, okay, we got to catch you. We got a first base, hopefully produce next year. We don't have a second baseman. We don't have a shortstop. We don't have a third base.
Right.
We don't have a right field. we don't have a DH. You know what I mean? There's a lot of things going out there. I mean, Benintendi got to play left field next year because I like the kid. I like the guys that go out there. He's not playing well this year. Not because he's was hitting. He's a bat that's been horrible. We got to set a field thing. You know, fill it out, all those holes. Oh, my goodness. It's just going to be interesting.
Ozzie, I want to ask you an odd question about a guy who is not with the White Sox right now, but he was having a pretty productive month of July. Lenin Sosa had a 710 OPS. He's an infielder. They were trying at third base. They moved him back to second base, but he looked like he was making progress. And then all of a sudden, he's back at Charlotte. Brooks Baldwin was called up. Now, I'm not against Brooks Baldwin being called up necessarily. You got to take a look at your young guys. But isn't Lenin Sosa one of those young guys? What's going on with him? And do you agree that it seems like to be a contradiction in the way what they did with him and the way he was playing?
Well, you know, Lay only like maybe was hitting for a week and a half. Terrible bat, strike out a lot. But what we have is no better than him. I'd rather face Lenin. He's on the pitch in an opposite team. I'd rather face Sosa than anybody out there. You know what I mean? I'd rather face them than Sosa. Sosa, he can do something done. You know, I know he went crazy when he started in the big league. He played pretty good. But, you know what I mean? He just Nicky and Dijon, all those guys. I think this kid was better than them. And, I was shocked when that happened. I really was shocked. What they did, and this guy's supposed to be the White Sox prospect. And right now, everybody has to think about who is going to be next. Ramos, he looked good for a week. He looked very good. I remember saying, wow, if Moncada coming right back, got to play second base. Ramos playing third base very well. He got hurt, then promote him. They set him down. I don't know exactly what plan they're going to have, but they got to see what they got to start believing those guys or trade those guys out. You know, you don't believe those the Sosa's and Ramos and Colas. They're not going to play in the big league. Trade them. Try to put it in a package and trade them for somebody else to see what you can get.
Well, that's a great one, Ozzie. Oscar Colas, I don't understand. Did they have a plan for him? Is there a plan? They don't like him, clearly. They brought him up one time and didn't even look at him. I think they brought him up. Hey, you here? Good. Okay, get on this plane. Go back. Why don't they like him, or why don't they have a plan for him, or is he a guy that just kind of hit a wall and has to go?
Well, is it funny because you take the confidence of the guy? I mean, you really take the confidence out of him.
Yeah.
When you're supposed to win the World Series, that was I don't say that they say that.
Yes.
We're ready to win the World Series, and that who was the right fielder? Starting right fielder. Colas. All of a sudden they're going to lose another 100 games, and you're not going to try to see you can get the best out of this kid and beat him and say whatever happen. What's the difference between I love Cheech, guy? I love Cheech. What's the difference between Colas and Cheech or Jimenez? What's the difference? I don't see the difference. They might do the same stuff they did. Then those guys, they might not be at the ball club next year, but Colas will be, and they have a chance, opportunity to be. That's why I don't know exactly why they somebody don't like him. You're 100% right.
Yeah.
Somebody don't like him. Who? That's a good question. But somebody don't like this kid, whatever reason is.
He's 25 years old, Ozzie. I'm just
older.
Saying, he's like, yeah, you know, he should
anymore.
Be entering his prime.
Yeah, but you're young. In the big league, you're young when you're 16 now. You know what I mean?
Right.
You're just 16, you're young. But after that, you're not. And that's why I say, you see how many are bad you're going to get. I told the guys, don't get too excited about the second baseman playing. I like the way he play. I like the way he do stuff. But at the end of the day, he don't show me big league abilities. He don't. I mean, he's a good player. I like it. Yes. Can he play second base? Yeah. But besides that, I don't think the guy is going to receive, resolve the problem. And I hope I'm wrong. And I hope I'm 1,000% wrong about my opinion right now. But I don't think this kid can be the result of the White Sox second base.
That's Nicky Lopez you're talking about? Yeah.
No, the
Brooks Baldwin.
The new kid.
Brooks Baldwin.
Baldwin.
Sorry.
Baldwin, yeah. Brooks Baldwin.
Yeah.
I knew what you were talking about.
I know he's not going to be the answer. But they had to think about it. Who going to be your second baseman? Who going to be? Okay, is Montgomery going to be your third baseman? Put it on in third base right now and see what happens.
Ozzie, so when you talk about Luis Robert Jr., the White Sox are talking to teams that want to trade for him. The teams that they're talking to, do you think that they're planning to get the guy who had a breakout year last year and could be one of the best all-around players in baseball, or are they concerned about getting the injury-prone, enigmatic kind of player that he has become this season?
I think you have to. I think in your scenario, with the guys around him, like, hey, what's going on? We don't play the game here like this. We're winning. Let's go. I think he needs that type of attitude with him to get the best out of him every day. Besides that, you know, I mean, be honest with you, I think he needs kicking in the butt and make sure they're doing it. I don't think they're doing it here, and I'm pretty sure he needs that.
Yeah, I got to agree with you. Ozzie, it's now time for Ozzie's Outlook. It's brought to you by Four Winds Casinos in New Buffalo and South Bend, your entertainment escape. Ozzie, how do you see the Cubs and the White Sox going later today? Cubs, obviously, in the afternoon, and then Sox afterward.
Oh, my God. I wish I could say something positive because I work and watch White Sox games. I don't think White Sox are going to beat Texas, no chance. And the Cubs, oof, I like to say the Cubs, but they play a good ball club. They are there. I'm going to take both opposite teams. I'm going to take Milwaukee, and I'm going to take Brewers. I'm going to take Brewers, and I will take Texas.
It's a wise decision, but it is so
makes
painful.
Makes sense, Oz.
Yeah,
makes sense.
It's terrible.
Keep up the great work.
We love you, Ozzie. Thank you again.
All right, guys. Thank you. Thanks. All right, boys. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for the World Series. Happened
exactly.
In my lifetime.
Yeah,
I mean, it happened.
He gave you that.